October. It's National Farm to School Month, and here to tell us more about the program in South Carolina is Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, tell us about Farm to School Month.
You know, it is every October, but my goodness, it's school different this year because of COVID-19, but nevertheless, we have tried to, as we've done with other programs, adapt and try to maximize the challenges of this opportunity. And so we've done the same with Farm to School with the goal of educating and helping provide resources to teachers and parents about the connection, if you will, between our farmers and the food that their children are eating at school, and hopefully letting them learn a little bit something along the way using, you know, agriculture as a platform. So real pleased at how our staff has adapted for this very unique year.
I understand one of the big changes to the program this year is the annual Make Your Plate SC Grown program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, normally we do that 1 week of the month and really push it. But with the situation that everyone's aware of, we do a little differently with kids being able to take photos, pictures of their test plates and throughout the entire month and submit them to us. And I'm not exactly sure how they're graded, but it is something that our staff came up with so that the Make Your Plate initiative could continue on this year.
And there's also a partnership with the South Carolina Farm Bureau. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm real proud of that. I've been a big supporter of Ag in the Classroom for years, and we are partnering with the Farm Bureau, and they manage that program in South Carolina. And what they're doing is a Book of the Month program, which is free. So every month, the Ag in the Classroom makes available agriculture-related books that have activities to go along with it that provides an education, again, with agriculture used as a foundation for math or for science or for something. Mm-hmm. So the Book of the Month is a real unique approach, and we're real happy to partner with the Farm Bureau on that.
And I understand that a lot of these resources are available online. How can these young people access that?
Well, you're right about that. That's the way we seem to be operating, back to the Farm Bureau program. That website is scfb.org/book-of-the-month. So it's scfb.org, Book of the Month, with dashes in between Book of the Month. Then maybe a little easier to keep up with is scfarmtoschool.com. So if you just go there, you can learn things that we've just talked about and probably more. Got a real dedicated staff person, Laura Kate McAllister, runs that for us, and she is available. It's L. Anderson. That was her maiden name. So L. Anderson at scda.sc.gov. So if people want to find out, we want to make it as easy as possible, and I wish they would, maybe some parents or grandparents, and find out if their child or grandchild is involved in some of this, and if not, let us know or find out themselves. And that's why we want to make your listeners aware of this so they can take advantage of the programs we're offering.
Maximizing the opportunities here in 2020. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.